It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio. Stay tuned to find out what seniors of Valley's High have to say about their future.
Lori Prox here with Tori Franchosi. I can't believe you're a senior.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, you were just two yesterday. So tell me a little bit about your plans for the future.
I'm planning on attending Gustavus Adolphus College, which is in Minnesota, and I'm planning on going the pre-dental route.
How did you decide on that college? I know you took a trip, right?
Yeah, I went and toured a couple of schools in Minnesota, and after touring Gustavus and the amount of financial aid they had, it was a perfect pick.
All right, how big of a school is that?
There's about 2,000 kids.
So still small, right?
Yeah.
And is it in a small area or a big area?
St. Peter isn't a huge town, but it's right outside of Mankato, which is a pretty big city.
All right, what are you looking forward to most in college?
Probably the opportunity for different kinds of clubs. Like, I could join, like, a political club or something like that, rather than just sports that we have here.
Why dental?
It just sounded exciting to me. I've always been interested in teeth, so I thought it'd be something cool to pursue.
Now, you're expecting to stay in Minnesota for the whole, is it a four-year?
Yeah, all 4 years.
All right, and who are some folks in Valdez, either at high school or outside, that have influenced you through your years?
Definitely my parents and all the coaches I've had through sports, like Doug Fleming and Paul McDonald, that kind of stuff. All the teachers I've had, Miss Walker, that kind of stuff.
And you've done an awful lot of extracurricular sports, you mentioned, but theater as well. What would you say to young kids? Is that important to do things outside of school?
Yeah, for sure. Involve yourself in as much in the community and in school as possible, as many sports, extracurriculars, that kind of stuff. It's all worth it.
And what are you going to miss most about Valdez High School?
Probably just the environment, all the teachers, the staff.
What are you going to miss most about Alaska?
The mountains. There's no mountains in Minnesota.
Hey, but you'll have way better corn.
That's true.
All right. Any advice for young kids in general on how to get more out of school?
Do your homework. It's worth it in the long run.
And back with Senior Spotlights with another senior under the spotlight. You want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Rachel Ezell.
All right, Rachel, you are a senior, so how's it feel knowing that you will be graduating here very short?
Really good. I'm excited.
So the question we've been asking all the seniors are, what are your plans after you graduate?
I want to go into cosmetology school in Anchorage and probably go to Trendsetters.
So what made you choose cosmetology?
I really just like messing with hair and just doing different hairstyles. And I don't know, I just think it'd be fun to do.
And did anyone here influence your decision on choosing cosmetology?
No, not really. I just kind of wanted to do it all by myself.
Throughout high school, what do you think was your favorite class?
I really liked Miss Myers' English class. She's a fun teacher, and there's a lot of different stuff she works with or lets us do in that class. So.
All right. And what would you say was your most memorable moment in high school?
I really had a fun freshman year, so really just that whole year was my favorite memory. And
all right. And do you have any advice for the underclassmen that you will be leaving that will still be attending the high school?
I would say don't put things off till last minute and just get it over with when you get the work.
We hope you enjoyed hearing from all the seniors in the 2016 graduating class. Special thanks to Jason Williams and Pam Verify for arranging these interviews. And to our sponsors, Providence Valdez Medical Center, Prospector, Alyeska Pipeline, PetroStar, Napa, Hair Sand and Gravel, Haldness Equipment, First National Bank, Copper Valley Telecom, The Church of Nazarene, Valdez Senior Center, Valdez Native Tribe, Arts Design, and Arctic Chiropractic.